And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And boy, I have just like the powerhouse wheel of women with me today. Brianna Tutelo, and Patty J, incredible blogger. And now on the line, I'm very, very excited to have on a dear friend of mine who's going to be talking to us a little bit about the holidays. She's a huge philanthropist. You probably might remember her because she just won the Amazing Race last year. She was Miss Rhode Island. And she's also on the board of something called the Providence Lady Project, which actually, I'm on the board of the Providence Lady Project, too. So we've got a holiday guide out. And what we do is we connect and highlight awesome women doing incredible things here in Rhode Island. So without further ado, I would love to introduce my friend Amy Diaz. Amy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. It's a little dreary out there, and I hear it's going to be dreary for the next couple of days. But
yes, it is. I hear we're going to get a little bit of snow tomorrow, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I should know.
That's right, because I think you're engaged to somebody who does snow management, who was on the Amazing Race with you, right?
Yeah.
That handsome devil, Jay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very handsome.
Well, you know what, honey? First of all, I'm sure you've heard it a lot over the last year, but congratulations on such incredible accomplishments. You know, you've done so much. You played that game so well. You did it with kindness, too. And the two of you totally deserve to win, and I'm not surprised at all. So, you know, not only that, but you should be known for a lot of the other good things you do. You are an incredible philanthropist, and I know that you work a lot in trying to better in advance or ameliorate women's lives. And
yeah.
That's pretty much, I think, what the Lady Project has brought to both of us. But, Aim, could you talk a little bit about the Providence Lady Project, what's going on, the holiday guide, what we can see?
Yes, absolutely. So the Lady Project connects, inspires, and showcases awesome women doing amazing things through membership, events, and community engagement. The Lady Project started right here in Providence, Rhode Island, and now we have chapters in Providence, New Haven, Boston, New York City, and next year we'll be expanding to D.C. and Seattle. So we're really excited about that. Oh, and I think I missed one, Nashua, New Hampshire. So it's really exciting to be involved with an organization that supports women, that inspires women, that really wants to see women succeed and, more importantly, do it while supporting each other. So, you know, we inspire, connect, and showcase. That's what we do. And I'm thrilled that you actually were the one that got me involved with it. And since being involved over the past year, I've learned so much about what amazing women are doing in our community and all over the country. So right now, we actually just launched our holiday guide, which is really exciting because there's gifts for pretty much everyone in the family, friends, the gentlemen in your lives, even though it is a lady organization. We still think about everybody that's in our lives.
I could use some tips for gifts for my husband.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the one thing, and it's interesting because I'm sitting here with this incredible blogger, PattyJ.com. You got to check this blog out, Amy. It is like to die for, and it is so funny and so informative and just, it's classic. So Patty J's here, and then I've got Brianna here. But, you know, one of the interesting things that Patty was saying was that she's learning more from 20-somethings and that there's so much to learn and that we have to offer each other. And that's what I found when I got involved in the Lady Project. Thank you to Sierra Barter, and I think we need to do a big shout-out to her. 28 years. Yeah, 28 years old, just listed in Rhode Island Monthly next to Carolyn Raffalian as one of the top entrepreneurs and a powerful women in Rhode Island, and she's just amazing. And I remember because she worked for me at Waterfire, and I was devastated when she left. But I guess I'm glad she left because she started the Lady Project. So, you know, she's got all that stuff going on. But the one thing that I noticed was that all of these women come together and they're promoting their businesses. They're really helping each other, where I think there was a time there, and I'd love to know your thoughts on this, where women were more competing with each other than trying to help each other up and to move. And the one thing about the Lady Project that I found to be just really inspirational was the different ages of people, that there's this mentorship program, but there's everyone's kind of reaching out. They're making business connections. They're making friends and finding people with common interests. And that's really, I think it's an amazing thing. It's kind of, I think Sierra always said it was her answer to the old boys club,
Yeah.
So, that's why I love it. What's in the holiday guide? Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. We've got an amazing holiday guide, which our creative director put together, Sarah. She's absolutely unbelievable, so talented. In the holiday guide, we have gifts that are under 50, gifts under 25. All of it, most of it for the most part, is all local, that can be purchased locally, which is great because we're benefiting our community and our local economy as well. Gifts for gentlemen, gifts for health and fitness, everything that you can think of for the home, personal, even babies. We even have for babies and kids some suggestions in there, which is really cool because, as women, we wear many different hats in our lives. So the holiday gift guide is very, very multifaceted, and it's geared towards pretty much every facet of our lives.
So it's got a little bit of everything. And you know what, Aim, I was thinking about this, and I know we were you and I were talking about this with some of our other board members. Sometimes the best gift you can give to somebody is the gift of connections. So,
and the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. So, a membership at the Lady Project is so affordable. I mean, you can become a member, what is the name, $50 the most. And then
yes,
you've got access
different
to all of these different people, and you're part of this group. And it's a great Christmas present. So I know on the Waterfire website, we're going to have links on how people can actually get involved. But, if you've got somebody that's in their 20s or 30s or 40s or I'm in my 40s and I'm on the board and I love it. Give them the gift that keeps on giving. Give them the gift that actually can help them out and help them up. Again, we've been talking about that throughout the whole show, Amy, and unfortunately our time has come to close, but thanks so much for taking the time out and, being on our show.
I'm thrilled to be back on the radio with you.
I know. I think we need to get back on a little more often, my friend. And,
yes.
I want to sit here, and so I'm going to sign out with you, Amy, but I want to sign out with my two ladies that I've got with me, my powerhouses. I got Patty and Brianna. And, Brianna, what are the three things that we are leaving this program telling people to do?
Buy a tree, go to Providence Rescue Mission and give gifts, and subscribe to PattyJ.com.
Right on, everybody. So Merry Christmas. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. Thank you so much.